everybody. Welcome back to the Roar Podcast. I'm your host, Cassidy Edwards, and we have a new episode for you today. So I have some pretty special guests with me, so if they want to go ahead and introduce themselves.
My name is Cole Hansen. I'm a senior here at Warren University, and I'll be graduating here in a couple weeks.
My name is Dawson. I'm the transfer admissions counselor here at the institution, and I graduated last year.
Very cool. Very cool. Hope you guys are excited to meet them. Before we get into the meat of the podcast, you guys know we have to do something first.
Oh, no.
The specialty. The tradition.
Oh, no.
I'm excited.
It is the Do the Roar.
All right.
Insert Phil's voice of the Do the Roar kid in here. So, who wants to go first? Yeah, Do the Roar.
Dawson.
For context.
Nose goes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Dawson's going.
For context, if you've seen Shrek, like the little kid that's like, Do the Roar. Well, that's what we're doing because it's Warner. Mm-hmm. We are the Lions, the Royals. All right, go ahead. Somebody do the roar.
I've been waiting my whole life for this. Roar!
What?
Oh, no.
You got this, Cole.
All right, Cole.
I don't think y'all are ready for this.
Do the roar.
All right, you got this.
Roar.
I'm very impressed.
I think we should make a compilation of all the roars together.
I think so. I think it'd be really cool.
Yes, because they're something else, let me tell you. All right, so the purpose of having these guys on the podcast today is because they've already mentioned that they either graduated or are almost there. So today's episode is a graduation episode. We're almost at the end of the spring semester, which means graduation is upon us. And we thought it might be good to just go ahead and talk about it because it is such a huge deal. And these guys they're there. So if you don't mind, Cole, you already mentioned your major, but maybe speak more of like your major, your minor, and just things like that.
Awesome. Yeah. So kind of when I was figuring out where I wanted to school, the number one thing is it had to have an ag program. And so that's how the major came about. I believe that was my God-given vocational gift, is agriculture and interacting with the ag community. And so got here and looked into the program and I'm like, wow, if I was to get a degree in this, I could kind of take classes in plant science. I could take classes in animal science. I could take some agribusiness classes. Mm-hmm. I think we even have a class on ag politics and ag. So, that was a lot of fun. I say it was a lot of fun cause I'm almost there. I'm almost done with it. Mm-hmm. And then I guess after my first or second semester here, I was kind of torn on what I wanted to pick up as a minor, because I knew I'd have some extra slots in my schedule. And I figured, why fill those with general electives when you could fill them with a minor? And so I kind of took time to pray about it. And the praying about it really, really spoke to me. And I'm like, what better way or what better thing to get a minor in than ministry and biblical studies? And so jumped into that. We actually require three classes in biblical studies once you're getting your degree anyway. So I'm like, those will benefit my minor anyway. So let's go ahead and expand the knowledge and let's learn how to write some exegetical papers and let's dive into this thing. So it's been a blast here. I could tell you, I used to have this preconceived like notion about Christianity and the Christian faith, and expanding my knowledge on that has helped me to understand, but I'm going to use that knowledge to help others understand as well. And so that's just a little bit about me. And as you can tell, I'll probably enjoy the minor just a tad bit more than the major, but hey, we're rolling with it. So
that's awesome. And yeah, for those who might be in high school listening to the podcast, that is something really unique about Warner, is that we are a Christian university and we do require some biblical classes. But I can tell you that among the board, like, that is one of the favorite things of the students here. We actually had a survey go out a little bit ago and it was it said something along the lines of like, what class did you take where you didn't see the point of in the beginning, but now like you see the importance? And it was the Christian life faith practice, which is awesome. That is what we want to hear. So thank you, Cole, for sharing. All right, Dawson, when you were in college, what was your major or minor? And
I'm gonna have to think because this is so long ago, you know, like I said, a few months ago.
Yeah, right.
My story is a little bit different than Cole's. Like Cole said, you said that you had an idea as to when you went to college, you wanted to at least have an ag program, right? So when I came to Warner, I didn't really have anything in mind in terms of what I wanted to study, because my whole life I've played soccer, and that's been a really big part of my life. So basically, I just knew that wherever I went, I was most likely going to play soccer there. That was probably the reason I was going to go to college. So when I got to Warner, that was basically the main thing, is that I was like, okay, I'm coming here because I'm going to play soccer. Let's see what they have. And I love learning about people and what makes people tick. So originally, I actually started as a psychology major, which isn't very, very known. Not many people know that. Mm-hmm. And I did that for the first semester. And then this is on me. And I would just encourage you guys to do a lot more research than I did. I just automatically assume that with psychology, you have to get like a degree in, like a master's degree or something like that. More than a bachelor's to potentially get like a huge job in psychology. I've since learned that you don't have to get a master's degree or anything like that. You can actually just get like an associate's or even a bachelor's in some psychology majors to pursue a job in that. But because I didn't do enough research, I just went with the safe route. And I was like, I'm just going to go into business just because everything has to do with business. So I went to business management and actually double majored. So business management and marketing is what I end up going into. So it's been really helpful because I do still have the opportunity to learn about and utilize that love, like that passion of mine, which is learning about people, making them tick, but in a business setting. So that's something that's really interesting. That is what I study.
Very, very cool. Yeah. I did not know the psychology
thing. Yeah, it's interesting.
But it makes sense because you're always asking us like our Enneagram or like love languages.
Ultra like deep questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ultra. Yeah.
So. People are unique. People are very special. You know, so it's interesting learning about each and every single one of you guys. So yeah.
So, but now you're in the graduate program.
Yes, I am.
Right?
Yes, I am.
So
yeah.
Can you speak to that a little bit?
So, like I said, I love learning about people and I love working with people. In my brain, the way that works is I have really like no interest when it comes to like the running a business. So when it comes to like, I had an opportunity to potentially do an MBA, which is a master's of business administration, or an MSM, which is something actually one of our fellow coworkers, Joel, he actually did, I believe 2 or 3 years before me. And he told me about it, and that's the master's of science in management. So instead of learning about general business and having to like take accounting classes and having to learn about like the inner workings of running a business, MSM is a lot more focused on the management side of it. So running the people instead of like the corporation. Mm-hmm. And that's something I'm really interested in. I've only taken, I think, 2 or 3 classes so far, but the classes are a lot more heavily based off of like being a manager, how to get the most out of people, how to motivate people. What are different ways to motivate people? What are things that motivate people? Because stuff like that's actually really interesting, because I think it's really helpful when honestly learning about different people, and you can utilize that anywhere. Just because, you know, what motivates you, Cassidy, can be different than what motivates Cole, you know? And I think if managers don't take the time to know that, you may think that I need to talk to these two people the exact same way. But you're not going to get the most out of them unless you get to know them personal level, what makes them tick and stuff like that. So that's what I'm currently doing. So and I'm excited to see where that goes.
That is so you too. You're like, you always want to adjust to like the person that you're talking to.
I appreciate it.
Which is really cool. So I guess now is a good time to plug Warner's graduate program. So Phil is in charge of that, right? Mm-hmm. So Mr. Phil, if you guys have any questions about that, reach out to, what's his email?
Phil, so his name's, we call him Phil, but his name's Philip.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's philipstegman@warner.edu. So it's either philipstegman@warner.edu or philipstegman2@warner.edu. Because I know that all of us were most likely students before. So we all have our normal Warner email. And then after we got a job here, they just inserted a 2 at the end of our first and last name. Yeah. So it's philipstegman2 or just philipstegman@warner.edu.
Awesome. So I guess we'll go ahead and jump into the meat of the episode. So since you guys both went to Warner, you know, since your freshman year, obviously. So what are some things you've seen growth in? It can be on campus, within yourself. Yeah, anything like that. So what kind of growth have you seen?
I'll kind of start this. for me, it was, I mean, of course, being a student in college, there's been some classes that I've gotten into here that have made me realize, like, I got to be on top of my A game. And so, of course, there's that growth within myself. I've seen growth within university with, you know, more buildings, our very own practice facility on campus with the clay target team, the, you know, turf field out front that they're going to be doing all of our home games for, like, lacrosse, our football team. I think they might even do some soccer games out there. Who knows? But, yeah, I mean, I've seen the physical growth. I've seen a little bit of growth within me, but the main aspect I've noticed is growth spiritually within myself. Before I came here, I was a Christian, but I was like, it's like one of those that, you know, claims Christianity and goes to church when he can, like, you know? Lukewarm. Yeah. Like one of those lukewarm ones. Me and the big man, and we had a great relationship and everything, but it wasn't until I got here that I really understood what work we have to put in. The minor that I'm in, it helps a lot with that, but just really just being, you don't have to be a minor in the program to understand what this university is trying to instill upon you and help and prepare you to minister to the others as well. So, spiritual growth within me especially has been a huge one.
That's awesome.
That's very cool. I like what you said at the end there, that you don't necessarily need minor or a major in
The Apostle Paul didn't have a degree.
Yeah.
Mic drop.
Yeah. I think it's something that's really cool, especially for those that are listening as well. That's something that I personally thought of before I got here, because I have a little bit different story than Cole. So I grew up going to church. So what I usually say is I grew up going to church, not in the church. So I grew up going to church, and my family, they're Christians. My dad would pray with me all the time, read the Bible. So we definitely talked about it. But it was a lot more like we went, but if we didn't, it was probably because of a soccer game, but like, it wasn't really serious to miss. It was just something that we went to because, you know, our whole family went there and stuff. So when I did get here, one of the things I really enjoyed was our Bible classes. And we used to have a professor called Dr. Bembo. He's since left just because I know that he had a calling to start a church in Kansas. And that, like Cassie was saying earlier, that was a class that helped me a lot and changed my perspective on a lot. And he was a great professor. I know that we still have great professors as well. I know that one of the things I've seen change in me is that sort of the spiritual aspect. Kind of like Cole, you were saying, and I'm sure that you as well, Cassidy. Cassidy, actually, when she, not too long ago, she actually got baptized.
Yes.
So it was actually really cool seeing that. But that was one thing I definitely saw, because how I was when I first got here and how I am now, I do think that the Lord has helped me a lot and helped me battle some big idols I used to have, which was soccer. And one of the ways I like to point out idols is, if you take that away from you, are you still like content with yourself, or is that your life? Because if that's your identity, that's what I personally think I was considered. And that was a really hard thing to give up with soccer. So that was one of the big things I think that went through me in terms of changing, was going through college. I was always consumed with soccer. That's who I found myself in. That's what was my identity. And if I was doing really good, I felt really good about myself. If I was doing bad, I was feeling really bad about myself. So taking a step away and graduating and not being in soccer, I think actually helped me a lot in terms of opening up my mind and finding my self-worth and not in something, but through the Lord. So that was something that helped me a lot. And that was one of the things I definitely think changed for the better. And I generally don't think could have helped me unless it was at Warner. And I'm not even saying that just as like a sales tactic. It's just like a personal, this place has helped me a lot. And I do have a lot of good faculty members, students, things like that, that you can definitely get involved in if you do come here. But that has helped me a lot. And I think that's one of the biggest changes. But I've also got here, I think the first year that I got here was when the Ag Complex actually was being like officially open. Cause I remember like the cutting ceremony and everything. And then football field built up front. Some new dorms are being built. So there's been a lot of changes as well from there as well. But yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah. I love that you guys kind of had the same answer, but it was unique to both of you. That's really awesome. So, you know, since you guys have kind of gone through the whole college thing, I'm sure you've both at some point experienced burnout, which is really unfortunate, but it's real and it's hard to get through. So, you know, it's April. We've gone through basically a whole school year. I know I'm feeling the burnout pretty bad. But do you guys have any advice with avoiding burnout or coping with it, or all in all, just speak to burnout?
I'm going through right now, especially too. They have another word for it. What do they call it? Senioritis.
Senioritis.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, it's not awful, but it is a thing. And, if you say you don't deal with it, then you just must be an animal. But, anyway, here recently I've noticed, and well, really just every year I've been here, you know, I mean, when you put yourself in challenging classes, you most likely have challenging assignments and homework and deadlines to meet. And, but then you're trying to balance a job and family and relationships and everything else in the midst. And so I think time management is the biggest key. I think that if you just say that, okay, I don't have to get all this thing done in one day if I don't wait till the night before. So if I can just take a week and space this stuff out, I'd only have to write this much a day, you know, you know, paragraph a day. Look at that. Then that, oh, wow, that's a 4-page paper by the end of the week. So, I think that time management is key, but I also think taking time to yourself is very important. If you want to sit down or lay down in your bed and watch like an episode of Netflix, right? Like, do it, you know, if you need to sit down and deep think and, you know, read like half of the Gospel of Matthew, do it, you know, like you have to take time to yourself, because if you don't, you'll be consumed with what you're dealing with. And so, and I believe that's the key to that. That's what burnout essentially is. So
I think it's really, yeah, that's really profound. Like you said, I think we'll say it was really good. I did experience senioritis in my last semester at Warner. It was like you said, you're just so excited to be done and you're so close to the finish line. So because of that, and you're basically done in some grades that you may get, you start to think, well, if I don't do this assignment, it's not going to hurt my grade too much. So you start to like have those like internal, like mind things start going on, like, oh, if I don't do this, I think I'll be fine. So you start to get really relaxed. That's something that definitely affected me my last semester, just cause I was so ready to be not done. I was so excited to be done and finally graduate. So that motivation wasn't there as much as it was at the beginning when I wanted to start really well. One of the ways I think that you can definitely not feel that or necessarily get to that as quickly is kind of what Cole is saying. when you do put so much time and effort into doing like getting good grades and stuff like that, I think it does take a lot of time off of your personal life, mental health, like a lot of things like that. You can get really consumed and stressed when trying to do that. So I do think one of the cool things that you can do, one of the things I would encourage you guys to do, is what Cole was saying, is just to take some time just to enjoy yourself and enjoy life. Because at the end of the day, yes, you want to make sure that you're getting a good GPA, college career, everything like that. But you also have to focus on yourself and your mental health and your personal life. So like Cole said, if you do have time to go hang out with friends, if you have time to watch a show that you want to watch, it's okay. You can do that. And I encourage you to do that just so that you're relieving some of that stress and also enjoying yourself, so you're not too consumed in doing that. So I would say, like Cole was saying, definitely take time for yourself and for your friends and family and enjoy that, because you're only in your last semester of your bachelor's once, for most of us. But so make sure to enjoy it, but also make sure to like space out, like you said, because one of the things I personally wouldn't do, but was something that I still struggle with, is procrastination. Something I struggle with really bad. And I remember my last semester, there'd be like an 8-page paper and they give us the whole semester to do it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to space it out. And then 2 nights before it, I'm like, oh snap, I have to work on that. So try to do it all within that's hard. So definitely do what Cole's doing. Just make sure to like space it out and stuff like that. Because if you leave things to the last minute, that's also going to be really hard as well. Mm. You procrastinate.
So something one of my professors, Dr. Craig, told me recently, and he's like beating into my head, is no is the most powerful word in the English language. And I don't like telling people no, because I always have this idea of like, everything can work out. Like if you do all the things, it's all just going to go really well and you'll be fine. You can do it all. That is not the case. So I am too dealing with the burnout, and you know, I always say that I'm really prone to it, because elementary school, middle school, high school, I had like, I was basically home to go to sleep. And I was doing all every other hour of the day. I was doing something that was on my schedule. And now I still do that. But sorry, I'm having to take the time to, you know, sadly, sometimes it's with my friends having to say like, no, I can't hang out because I literally cannot keep my eyes open. Mm. So I tend to hibernate. Like I'll just go in my room and like watch TV or something. Mm-hmm. But, you know, saying no is not always a bad thing. So
I need to learn how to say no.
It's so hard.
That I'm telling you, that's something are you like a, not like a people pleaser, but are you someone that like likes to help people a lot? And that's something I struggle with for a while. Yeah. And that's one of the things that, like you said, you're someone that likes to help others and keep yourself busy. Mm-hmm. But when you do that, you're also giving less time for yourself and stuff like that. So like you said, I think taking time for yourself and being able to decompress and stuff is also really healthy.
Well, and too, like, I don't like being told no.
Oh.
Because I'm always like, but what do you mean? Like, it'll work.
Yeah, yeah. So,
you know, when people are better about it than I am, I guess I get frustrated sometimes. Which, you know, that's probably one of the worst traits of mine, but we're fixing it. So, but anyways, so, Dawson, you're kind of already here, but Cole, I know you're in the process of finding a job and a career and trying to get into the work field. So do you guys have any advice on, you know, finding a job after graduation, or I guess advice on not getting like aggravated and frustrated when doors seem to be closing?
I think just trying to stay optimistic about positions, with, you know, job applications, with internships, with everything. You know, it's important to get involved in internships, especially as you're reaching graduation, because those lead into full-time jobs. A lot of them do. And but it is frustrating when, you know, someone reaches out to you for something and then it winds up not working out. You know, we live in a crazy business world nowadays, where it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, you know. As Michael Scott would say, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there. And, but, I mean, needless to say, it's just, you know, be patient. The God's got you, you know. You put in the work, it's going to pay off. You know, I was kind of torn on what I wanted to do last spring. I thought I wanted to teach ag still, which I still do. I don't know if that's what I'll do right away, but that's what I thought I wanted to do. And then a great internship with a ag chemical company came about, and I applied for that and it all worked out. I was moved away for the summer last summer and they want me to move into a job this summer. So, you know, it's just be patient, you know, God will make things fall into place how they should. And so, you know, be patient, pray about it, and, you know, continue to work hard, because hard work pays off.
I think that's really cool. That's also something I would, say as well, is my last year going into senior year, that summer before senior year, I was stressing a lot, because I was someone that I didn't know what I wanted to pursue or had a calling for. I know that a lot of my friends in high school knew that they wanted to be an engineer, wanted to be something in the medical field, be a digital, like graphic designer or something like that. They all had views and they all had things that they knew that they wanted to do since day one, and they went for it, and they're still doing that now. And I was always someone that kind of was like that black sheep. Like anyone would always ask me, hey, Dawson, what's your passion? What's your calling? And I'd be like, soccer. Like that's all at the time. I was like, that's all I think I'm good at. That's the only thing I, you know. So, and I remember that summer going to senior year, I was stressing so much. And I was working over summer. My grandpa gave me a devotion book. And one of the first days I picked was talking about stress and anxiety. And one of the things it said was write down everything that you're stressed about right now and pray about it. And it was actually really cool because I wrote it down, put it on a post-it note. I knew that I was going to my senior year. I wanted to ask my, at the time, my girlfriend to marry me. I knew that it'd probably go a lot better if I had a job going up to her dad. So there's a lot of things I was stressing about, like, how do I do this? I don't know what I'm going to do. But, and you know, all the stuff come next year. By that time, I was engaged, had a job lined up, things like that. And I'm not saying that as like to brag, but I'm saying I looked back and I went back to that page and I looked at all those things I was stressed about. And I was like, it's like, wow, like this just shows you how much the Lord has his hand on all of our lives. And there's a lot of times where things seem too big to handle. But by putting our trust in the Lord and our faith, I know that he'll be able to help us along the way. It's not going to be easy. There's going to be stress, anxiety, but just make sure to put everything up to him whenever you most need it. Not even just most need it, just we all need help. So stuff like that. But like what Cole's saying, I would encourage you to get to know some people, because I know that one of the things that helped me get my job was my connection as an ambassador, which is what Cole and Cassidy both are. I would say that also just getting your foot in the door. So like you said, what Cole said, you had an internship, you said, and then that's how you got your job. Yeah. So getting your foot in the door. There's a bunch of jobs that you can look on, like Indeed and stuff like that. But I would encourage you just ask people for help as well. That's what people are putting in our lives, is to help. So whether that's a counselor, whether that's your parents, whether that's some coaches that you have, teachers, definitely ask them around, because they've been there. They're in a career, so they can definitely help you, give you guidance and advice on what they did to potentially get to where they're at. So definitely just ask around, but also just make sure to like get your foot in the door and just get moving, I would say as well.
Yeah. That's good. I'm definitely in the awkward phase of like people ask me like, hey, what do you want to do? And I'm like, your guess is as good as mine, friend. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know. I have some ideas, but it's just a matter of getting your foot in the door. Mm-hmm. Like you said, that's kind of a struggle.
And people also will have careers for 20 years and then switch.
That's true.
You know, people will switch careers 3 or 4 times. So I think we live in a society where you have to like know what you have to do and what you want to do and what you're going to pursue in order to be seen as like successful. But personally, I don't personally think that's what it means to be successful, you know, because like you said, if you don't know, that's okay. You know, time will tell. You'll be able just like looking at myself, like 2 years ago, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I was so scared I was going to be considered not successful, like a burnout, stuff like that. And looking 2 years down the line, I would have never thought all this stuff would have happened for me, you know? So I just encourage you, yes, just stay positive.
All right.
Stay positive.
That's good advice. I like it. Thank you. So on the lighter note, do you guys have a favorite memory or memories from being in college?
Me? One of mine was, this isn't to be sappy, but like my girlfriend and I, at the time, she's my wife now. She's my wife now.
The evidence is there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say I still remember like the first time I really like talked to her. And I remember it was at like the lunch table. And that's like burned into my memory, and it's just like really cool, like thinking about that and looking at to where we're at now. I'd say that's one of my fondest memories. And then also like playing on the soccer team, a couple of like, just like that camaraderie and things like that, just being, on the soccer team, that's helped me a lot. I'll have to think of a couple more, but that's for me.
Hi, Bailey.
I'll have to ever watch this. I think it'd be really cool. How about you, Cole?
I just say every time that, you know, a group of us friends and stuff gather together, means the world to me. Traveling as teammates, just got back from Savannah at 1 a.m. last night, means the world to me. And also something pretty cool that happened is I got engaged October 30th of this year, or 2022. Hi, so last year, but yeah. Hello, Amanda. And so that's pretty cool too, because me and Amanda never went to school together until we got to Warner. And we never had a class together until we got to Warner. So that's very awesome that we got to share that memory as well. And we get to look back at our time here. We want to be involved in the university in some way, shape or form, help out any way we can. But we'll always look back and try to give back to Warner, because very special for both of us. And so, you know, just every memory that I make here is topping the you know, the one before it. So I don't really have a specific answer. It's just been, it's been amazing. It's been a good time here. God knew exactly what he was doing when he placed me here. So
that's awesome.
How about you, Cassie?
Oh my goodness. Okay. How the turntables. Favorite memory. Okay. The first thing that comes to mind is something we actually talked about last podcast episode. And that was when we had the Asbury watch party. At South Lake Wales. It's where we have chapel. But man, I think it was supposed to end at 10 and we didn't get out of there until almost 1 o'clock in the morning because the Holy Spirit was so present.
That's right.
That was the most I had ever felt like a connection with the Holy Spirit and with God, and you know, that, and it was the coolest thing ever. Actually, a couple girls, you know, dedicated their life that night. It was insane. Definitely the coolest memory so far. You know, maybe it'll happen again by the time I graduate. That would be really awesome. But I guess just feeling the presence of the Holy Spirit during that time was really, really cool. So thanks for asking.
No problem.
So two more things before we wrap up. So, you know, we've talked about graduation and finding a job and burnout and memories and all the things. But do you guys have any advice? It doesn't even have to be like academic or school related or anything, but just general advice you'd give to someone.
Don't try to be someone you're not. I believe that that works. You could take like 10 other subpoints from that one, but you know what, know who you are, know why you wanted to go to school, and put in a lot, because if you put in a lot, especially here, you'll return a lot. And so, yeah, just, I think it's stay true to yourself and, you know why, know your why. I mean, know why you're trying to do something. You know, don't come in here and try to match what other people are doing or try to be like, oh, they're really good at this. I want to be really good at this. Like, do you, you know, you go to college to do you. And so if you do that, especially here, it'll all work out.
I think I heard someone say that their pastor, like a famous pastor, once said like the two most important days of your life is when you're born and when you know why. So those are, it's not me. I didn't say that. I'm not that profound, but whoever said that, I think goes a lot with what you were saying, Cole. I think I can relate to you guys and the younger audience a little more just because of how my age, I think I'm 23. So
you don't know your, I think your age.
I think I'm 23. Yeah,
I think you're 23 too.
I think it's so. I think I'm turning 24. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
it. Yeah, you're 23.
Yeah. But I like what Cole's saying, like people, including me, sometimes get caught in that just comparison, where, you know, because of social media and things like that, it's so easy to look at the glamorous pictures and glamorous lifestyles and thinking that's what I want, but like you don't know what's going on behind the closed doors. And things like that. And everyone else is trying to be someone that they're not. You only have one life. So definitely just making sure to just understand who you are as a person, I think is really important. Finding out who Cassie is, who Cole is, who, you know, cause we only have one life. Everyone else is already taken. You are your own person. You're made for a reason. And I think just understanding and finding out potentially why that is, I think will help you guys a really long way. One of the advice I would give is personally, I know I was asked, I think by Andrew, if there's any advice I would have given myself 5 years ago. And I personally would have, because I don't think I'd give myself any advice, because everything I went through, all the struggles, all the good, that's made me the person I am today. But what I would say for those that are watching is to not find yourself in like worldly things. I think that's very hard. And that's one of the things that I struggle with a lot is I found myself in soccer, in a lot of things. And by taking that out of my life, it put me down so far. I thought I was worthless. I didn't know what I was good at, things like that. So definitely just first, just knowing that you're special, you're unique, you're made by God, and he knew who you were, when you were in your mom's stomach, you know, and you had a plan, before you were born. So just understanding that you're special, you're unique, you're made for more. And I know I'm kind of ranting, but just, that's just something I'm really like really passionate about, is because I know, the younger generation struggles a lot with comparison and stuff like that. So
this is a quote I've had in one of my, speeches that I've done. So this is not me, by the way, I read this somewhere, but comparison will either make you feel inferior or superior, and neither honors God. Talk about a mic drop on that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
You shared that in your message at Inroads about a month ago.
Yeah.
Yes. I think it's good. Being content.
Yeah.
Cassie talked a lot about that, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
Just being okay with being you, and just doing your best, and just trying to be the best version of yourself every day, and just trying to glorify God in everything you do.
I think we didn't notice the theme drop Warner this year there towards the end of your answer.
You were made for more.
We noticed that.
Thrown that in there a little bit.
I mean, it's a good one.
It is very good.
Yeah. I'm gonna add on a little bit. So if I was gonna give anyone advice, it would be that when people try to tell you how you should go about your life, do not listen to them. Because, so, you know, I grew up with a little bit of people telling me, like, I mentioned this in last episode too, but like, you have to be this age when you get married, and you have to be this age when, like, you have a job, and don't do this until you're this age. And it's like, who's making the rule book of like how old you have to be to accomplish things? So, you know, just, I guess that's kind of people kind of projecting their own experience onto you. And I believe it was all good intentions, but it's like, you know, no offense, but I don't think you're God. I'm going to listen to him and his plan for my life, even if it's kind of foggy sometimes and I don't really know, you know, what's going on, but other people do not need to write your story. So that's well all said. I have to say. That's all I have to say about that.
Well said indeed.
Thank you. So I guess that's the end of the podcast. But before we kind of wrap it all up, we have this segment called Worship Song of the Week. So if you guys have your favorite worship song of the moment, of all time, of last week, whatever you want to share.
I don't know why I just recently heard this song, but it's All Hail King Jesus. There you go. Cool. That was a really
that
cool
song.
Yeah. And the first time I heard it, like, start crying, everything like that. But it's just really cool. Just knowing that all your sin has been forgiven. Someone already went through that sacrifice for you, took it all on, died and rose again. Just knowing that your whole life,
not to interrupt you, but on that theme, that takes you into my favorite song, my favorite worship song.
Cool.
Sunday is coming, Phil Wickham. It's fairly new. It came out, I think, like a week or two before Easter and everything. But since we're still on that, I consider this past week we had observance of Easter. I think we should have Monday off of work and school to observe Easter, because technically Easter happened on Sunday. So that's the beginning of the new week. What? Sunday's not part of the weekend? No, it's not. Anyway, so I think that we should have had, you know, this whole week to observe Easter. But anyway, on topic of that, because that's what you're exactly talking about right now, Sunday is coming, because, you know, when the main line of the song is Friday's good because Sunday's coming.
Yeah.
So it's over, you know, looking at, of course, we're supposed to, you know, like, honor the death of Jesus and, you know, kind of mourn it in a way, but it's good because Sunday's coming. And so.
I like that.
But yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off. That was a perfect segue. So I had to take it.
Listen to that whenever we get back.
We'll do it.
I found my AirPods, so I'll, I'll pop in and do it. Yeah.
Those I think the bops.
Yeah. By the way. Yeah. It's really good. You should listen to it. I think it's by Bethel. Well, I don't think they sang it.
They just do a rendition of it.
Cover. Yeah. I was going to say, everyone in their mind is probably singing.
They're all singing the same stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just pick which one you like, which way you like it saying the best.
Exactly. And then, exactly.
So I had a different answer last episode, but honestly, I think I'm going to plug a different song every episode because I cannot.
Yeah, because it's of the week, so it could change.
I can't make up my mind. So my my church for Easter did a version of Rattle.
Oh.
Holy moly. Was that not awesome? And I'm someone that likes some upbeat music. Like, I love worship time, and I love, like, I don't know, getting emotional and stuff like that. But man, when like a fast song comes on and it's like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Like, we can worship to literally anything. So, but anyways,
hands in the air.
So Rattle is awesome. There's a couple different versions of it. I think one is like the morning or like the breakfast version. That one's pretty cool too. It's like mainly acoustic, but anyways, yeah, Rattle is awesome.
That's by Elevation.
They have one.
They have one.
I think. Awesome. Or Hillsong.
I'm the worst at
knowing. I don't know. I just know the song and I could like sing it for you, but it's like, who sang it? I don't know.
Yeah, it's good though.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. Of course. Dawson, I'm glad you got to live your dream.
My goal was to make the worst roar in podcast history. So hopefully that was the worst.
I think it was very unique.
Andrew gets roasted a lot for his roar. So his was awful. I don't know if yours will top his.
His was pretty bad.
But yours was
unique. Yeah. Well, I tried.
You left your legacy on the podcast.
That's right. That's right.
I love it. All right. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed watching or listening, wherever you're listening to. If you did enjoy it, if you don't mind giving us a thumbs up or sharing or whatever, we're trying to reach people. Not only that want to come to Warner, but, you know, everyone. So that would be really awesome. So thank you guys for watching and listening, and we'll see you next episode. Bye-bye.